Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. I'm Annie Gibson. I'm joined by Helen Thorne.
Yes, you are. It's me, Helen Thorne, again. How did you know, Ellie?
I'm psychic. I'm like the Derren Brown of this podcast.
You are.
And we have, of course, a very special guest today. We have the lovely Clemmie Hooper. Hello, Clemmie.
Hi.
Clemmie Hooper, wife, mother and midwife.
Yeah.
So tell us about your children first. Well, how old are your kids?
The big one is 6.5 and the little one is 3.
And as a midwife, presumably you just did it at home with a sink plunger and a jar of Vaseline.
Yeah, I was there.
Coughed it out.
Yeah, coughed it out. No, not quite. I had midwives, hand-selected midwives. I chose my midwives, obviously. And one
was it like bridesmaids, though? Was there someone who was like really left out? Still isn't speaking to you.
Oh my God, I've never thought of it like that.
So, Clemmie, you also have a blog, of course. Tell us about your blog.
My blog is called Gas and Air. Started it towards the end of my maternity leave with my second baby, so about 2 years ago now. And that's just, you know, it's just how those things start. You start writing, you just gradually, as it's kind of grown, as these things do, it's just become something which I never in my wildest dreams expected. I was telling you girls earlier, I got spotted today in Sainsbury's by a mum.
In East Dulwich, Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's. Dog Kennel Hill, to be exact. Oh. Completely blown away.
That's
by
the creme de la creme of Sainsbury's.
I was really shocked. Totally embarrassed. Behaved like a total idiot, you know, like accepting an award, you know, when they select.
Oh, stop it.
No,
stop
it. Like I did a Gwyneth, like pulled out a piece of paper and did a speech. And I also do my weekly birth stories, which I will be getting your birth stories from you girls.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. There we are.
Every Monday, birth story of the week, written by the mothers.
But the labour is not, it's not one of my most treasured, joyous moments.
But you know, some people say they find it really therapeutic.
Really?
Yeah, I've had loads of that. Women going, I can't believe I've written this after 10 years. It's, you know, take me back. You'll remember things that you didn't think you could remember.
Mm. I remember going, for 12 hours. That's really all I don't know how much
writing
blogs is going to bring back.
But I bet you remembered, like, what a certain doctor was wearing, or like you'll remember a picture on the wall, or...
I do remember arriving at the hospital, having been taken there in the ambulance with the full-on blue light, and I remember the ambulance not being able to go into the hospital immediately because there was another ambulance driver having a fag in the entrance to the hospital.
That's really funny.
And I remember going into the delivery room and there being a green light on, and I work in video games and thinking, oh my God, I'm about to give birth inside an Xbox 360. And I remember there was a radio on, and I think it was Heart FM, and it was playing Living on a Prayer.
There we go.
There we are.
See?
And
that's,
I remember,
hilarious.
My husband turning to me and going, they're playing Living on a Prayer. And me, apparently, he's told me this afterwards, actually, just saying nothing and not even laughing. And that's when he knew that his wife had changed forever. That's when he knew.
You weren't going to
need to write
halfway
this.
Halfway there.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Again, I'm not even laughing now.
No,
that's how funny that situation was. I can't even laugh at it now.
So you've posted about, obviously, being a midwife, there's birth stories, but has there been a particular post that has gone crazy?
There has. There was, I think it was about 3 weeks ago now. It was called The Truth About Maternity Leave. And I wrote it, shamefully, quite quickly, on a Wednesday morning before going to work. So I discharged one of my women. She just started telling me all the things she was going to be doing, and I was just exhausted thinking about it. Baby sensory, baby massage, singing sign, baby swimming, cinema. You know, that was five things. And I was like, you've only got 5 days in a week. That's a lot of money you're spending. But I didn't say anything because I just felt you all have to go through that, don't you, with your first baby. You just have to go through that journey. I thought, I've got to write about something. And I just couldn't think what to call it. And I just typed it in, The Truth About Maternity Leave. It just all came flooding back about how I felt the first time round and all the crap you do with your baby. And actually, how lonely it is and how boring it is on some days and how unfulfilled you feel. And you just do so much crap and pay all these people this money to go to their classes just to get you out of the house, which is fine. And then you have another baby, which I know you've had a second baby, so you can relate to this. And you think, that I'm not going to all that shit. I'm going to go and find my good mum pals who may be on maternity leave again. Let's go to the pub, let's go to an exhibition, let's do all these other things. A baby doesn't need to be like stimulated in a horrible echoey room. You need to be stimulated. Why do I need to go to a baby group for this? And it just, you know, it just came from, it really came from the heart, and it was quite therapeutic writing it. And I just put it out there, and I had no idea what, as I do with most of my blogs posts, what it was going to happen. And it went mental, absolutely mental. My phone died, the battery died, the pings that were coming through. My husband, who's a bit of a, you know, fan of my blog, was watching my blog count over the days at work, and he's like, Clemmy, you're on 300,000. It went to 1 million. It was just short of 1 million.
Wow.
It was insane.
So that really struck a chord.
But you know deep down inside, it is a great time, and you would never change it for the world. I wasn't saying, like, I hate my baby, I hate maternity leave. What I was saying was, I felt like this, and no one else said they felt like this. And I put that blog post up, and I had hundreds and hundreds of comments from women all over the world, and I'm not exaggerating. There were women that were saying, oh my God, 20 years ago, I felt like this, or I am like 5 weeks into maternity leave and I feel like this, and no one in my NCT group is admitting this. And I'm going, yeah, they're all feeling it, they're just not saying it. Where's that sisterly support? That's what makes me super mad.
Yeah, that's it. You know, there is that pressure. It's like, I've just been to the most amazing baby yoga, and I'm at one with my baby and everything's lovely, when actually it was You wanted to die or cry inside.
This is what I was trying to explain in that blog post. I went to the really expensive baby yoga class because I thought, okay, yeah, I can justify 60 quid. I went along in my like yoga gear and pretended I was really into yoga when literally I'd never done it before. Pretended I might have done a little bit in pregnancy to like get on the same team as the people.
You just misread it and you thought it was just eating a lot of yogurt.
Yeah, I just thought yogurt, quinoa, you know. Linseed. We were like rolling your baby on the ball and everyone was like breastfeeding their really perfect baby, and my baby cried every week at the same time, and there'd always be this like little running joke like, no, what's wrong with her? So I just sat on the side of this like this really posh gym. It was like a length against the wall, like breastfeeding her, thinking, yeah, I should be in a cafe, like, eating cake, doing this. And the yoga teacher would be like, you can still join in, do your pelvic floor. And I go, yeah, I'm doing them, yeah. And I wasn't. I was just thinking, I want to get the fuck out of here. This is so awful. And it just made me realise, why didn't anyone say to me, what are you doing? Like, come and meet me for lunch. Let's go to that really cool exhibition. Or there's this really nice new, like, tapas place that's open. Let's come go in there and have a glass of wine. Yeah. No one ever suggested that. Second time round, nada. But we're still skinned.
Let your baby roll around in some patatas bravas and it'll be fine.
Exactly.
Have just as good a time.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
Shove a bit of chorizo and it's gob. Have done.
Happy. Yeah. First food. Love it.
But what was it like? Because I remember, like, I've started jobs. Like, I remember starting a job, like, on the checkout at Sainsbury's and being quite nervous about what happened if I, you know,
did something wrong.
The code for the onions.
Beep, 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 beep.
It's a little bit different, isn't it, if you're actually in charge of alive human life emerging to the world. So was that nerve-wracking?
I remember my first like shift on labor ward, and they were like, right, okay, so we're gonna go and deliver a baby in this room now. And I was like, okay.
But had you ever seen a vagina do that before?
I'd never seen a baby come out of a vagina. When
was
I
was it a bit
I was like, wow, that's a brain. That is a brain. What is that? And I remember thinking, yeah, I don't look stupid, but I just didn't listen at uni, like, what was going on? But, you know, I'm one of these people that I learn from doing. I'm much more a practical learner.
That's comforting.
Yeah.
For all those babies you have delivered.
Yeah, woo! But, But you know, like as a, I was 19.
Yeah, amazing.
Like I hadn't even seen anything like that before. I don't think I really knew where my cervix was.
Where? I thought, isn't it under your left?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Ellie. You don't. Behind, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And you're expected to like touch other people's. And at uni, they were like, well, feel your own in the shower. They
what?
Were yeah,
you we feel
were.
Your own?
So you had fingering as a subject.
Yeah, we were told to like gosh. Go and find in a quiet
like a module,
a yeah. quiet time. I kid you not.
Wow.
Oh, I might
listen out, young people.
Have you not ever felt yours? Maybe.
I don't.
She's blushing.
I know. I almost feel like I should have. I feel bad that. I mean, yeah. You would think I'd bump into it, wouldn't you? But I can't recall.
Have a feel.
Oh, that's homework.
Write it down. I'll draw a diagram.
I've got some latex gloves for Ellie and yourself, actually.
Yeah, no. I just thought...
Find your cervix.
I thought it was a character in Asterix book. I just, you know.
Love it. Yeah.
When you've talked to mums, what do you think their kind of biggest fear?
I think pooing is up there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Like, do all women poo?
Do they?
No. I think pooing mainly because, you know, pooing is quite a private thing. We all go and poo, we shut the door, you know. In our society, it's quite private, isn't it? We have, like, sprays, don't we, to kind of hide the smell. Quite like going off for a poo. As a mother,
isn't it a treat?
Hello, mum's going for a poo. Take my phone, lock the door. Okay, don't disturb.
I've had time.
20 minutes I could be there for.
We have a euphemism for it in this. As me and Pete, we say... Aslan is on the move.
Oh my god.
Here we go. I can't even remember really where it came from. But now it's developed into a whole thing. Now
Lewis
it's like,
Carroll would have been Aslan. Yeah.
If he had written The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
C.S. Lewis.
Yeah.
I didn't want to correct her because I thought I'd be insulting.
Sorry. You're thinking of Alice in the Wardrobe.
sorry.
Yeah. Down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Harry Potter and the Wardrobe by T.S. Eliot.
We're digressing.
Yeah.
What are your top tips for preparing for birth?
Oh, man. It's so hard, isn't it? It's so difficult.
I know. I've done it. Tell me how to make it easier next time.
Well,
please help
the
me.
The thing
please.
Is, I think what's really important is to kind of, without sounding like a hippie, is to really think about in your own time or with your partner, what are you scared of? Mm. And really address those issues. Because the problem with fear is that if you go into labour fearful, it will never go away. So if you're scared, you kind of hold yourself, don't you? And I see it all the time with women. Definitely do some classes. Definitely, whether you pay to do private ones, and there are other classes apart from NCT.
Other classes are available.
No, I mean my own birth, because my mum had 5 babies, and they were all quite good deliveries.
Good.
So I had I just thought, look,
if your mum can do it.
Yeah.
Your hips don't lie.
Hips don't lie. No, they're fine.
Shakira is actually her mum. Yeah.
Oh, wow. She looks amazing.
Australian/Latino.
Yeah.
The thing that my midwife said is that pregnancy and delivery is just about breathing.
You can breathe, you can do a baby.
And I had all sorts of hippie kind of thing. I had this thing called the golden thread.
Yes, I
like
that.
Thread breathing.
The J breath.
Yeah.
Isn't that a Chinese takeaway on the old Kent Road?
It is.
This is my thing. If you were running the London Marathon, right, or would you do some prep? Yes, your body is designed to give birth. As humans...
It will expunge it some way.
You will give birth to this baby. And unfortunately, we do have a high intervention rate in the UK. And we do have a high section rate. And sometimes a cesarean section is necessary. I'm not here to waft on about, you know, birth has to be at home in your living room with candles and your birth ball. But if you are going to give birth, do some preparation. Do a hypnobirthing course. Seriously, I think hypnobirthing is going to start taking over pregnancy yoga, actually. I think it will really take over. Do some. Surround yourself with positive birth stories. Read positive birth stories. Go onto YouTube and watch some beautiful, positive births. And think to yourself, yeah, I can do that. And if you believe that you can do that and your body is designed to do that, then you'll be fine.
But I don't know. I feel for people who... I feel like I'm going to be controversial.
Let's do question time.
So I worry about putting a lot of emphasis on home birth as being a really good thing. And not because it isn't a good thing. Of course it's a good thing. But I then worry about the people who...
Can't have a home birth.
Who end up having a cesarean section. And I know people who've had a cesarean and they feel really disappointed and guilty. I don't know if that's a good thing.
You know, and I know I totally understand what you're saying there. And it's about not letting yourself feel like afterwards, oh, I tried everything and I had to have a cesarean. You know, that is just such a classic, you know, when women are so focused on having a home birth and they can't have either.
Birthing stories and how the baby came to you become such a loaded issue that, you know, that's one of the first things that you talk about when you go into a new baby group, like a baby yoga or a baby swimming. It's like, oh, how's your birth?
Yeah,
it's like and that becomes your identity, or you're a home birther, or you're a C-section, or that sort of thing. And I think what would be nice to happen is that the emphasis isn't, you know, it's great that people have home births, and I had a home birth, but I don't think that changed the fact.
You don't look like a hippie.
No, I don't.
Are you knitting your own hummus there?
Yeah, I am knitting my hummus, and I'm wearing...
She crochets her own tampons.
Yeah.
Do you wear a moon cup?
Yeah. No. I don't know what they are.
That's what she called her first child. So I always wanted a hospital birth. And I respect other people's choices to have them at home, and that's fine. I think it's great that people can do that, and of course they should be. For me... I've seen a lot of films and I was just like, I want to be in a nice, clean environment with all the medical expertise that is possibly available, all the drugs, all the shiny knives, whatever, like, cut it out, just let's nobody die.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate goal of this experience for me. Yeah, I feel like let's allow people to make their own choices and let's not make anyone feel bad if they want to have their baby in a hospital. I don't think that's a bad choice.
No, absolutely not. No.
Hippies. You hippies.
Put your needles down.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it, is that, you know, if you do have a home birth, then that's great. But that's, if you fulfil your choice, I think that's the thing, is that, and there's a huge, and I think Ellie's right, there's a huge amount of guilt involved in all that sort of stuff.
I see what, next one, 8 months, I'm checking myself into the hospital. I will sit in that lobby for 28 days, whatever it takes. My husband will bring me pot noodles. I will wait there.
Have you got any tips for the birthing partners, what they should do?
I always say to women that when they're going to pack their hospital bag, when you're packing it, lay it out on the bed and then get your partner to pack it, because I have been at so many births when the woman's like, can I have my hairband now? And I'm going to, like, Dave, can Lucy have a hairband? And he's like, yeah. 20 minutes later, he's still trying to find the flipping hairband. And then I'm like, oh, we could do with another maternity pad or sanitary pad. What's he getting out? Nappies, breast pads, you know, spendy straws. And I'm just like, she just needs that. So when you're going to pack your bag, lay it out on the bed and let your partner pack it, because that allows them to know exactly where it is. That is a really good tip. And I always say to them,
that's a really good tip.
It's a great tip. And they like packing a bag. It gives them something to do. You know, they can organise it how they want. Because when you're in labour, you don't care how it's packed. You just want whatever you want right then, don't you? I need a sip of orange juice now, that kind of thing.
You've got to play level 156 of Candy Crush.
Exactly.
More lives. Yeah, exactly.
And I think if you are going to do something like hypnobirthing or any kind of birth prep classes, take them along, because it's always good to kind of get their support, even if they're thinking about the football, that they'd rather be in the pub. Anything like getting a playlist together. Guys like to be practical, and men really kind of fall apart and collapse when they haven't got a role to play. So even if your midwife is there doing the massaging, guys, don't sit up and to the side and be like, oh, what are we going to do? Candy Crush. Be like, okay, fine, this is my chance to maybe...
Let's play charades.
So men, awesome tips. Men, pack your bags. Yeah. Women, don't be scared of...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I
have seen some men kind of be so lovely when their women are vomiting or doing a little poo and, you know, in the pool.
And that's just outside Weatherspoons on a Friday night.
Hey!
So I think we've talked pre-postnatal lady areas. Let's talk about art.
Oh God!
Placenta update now.
Hello,
Clemmy. You weren't here for previous episodes, but we talked about what we do with our placenta, and some people eat it, some people make art out of it, some people do a print.
Where's your placenta, Helen?
That got sent off in a zippy bag to Cambridge Hospital. Yeah,
do you know yours is?
I don't know if you've seen that potpourri in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, it's a good smell.
It freeze-dried.
Yeah, and, nice. And shaved.
Yeah. Also, did you enjoy those croutons in the soup?
Yeah, loved it.
Nice crunch. Mm.
But, yes, there is a massive new trend for placental encapsulation.
Yes, we
and it's not eating your raw placenta.
No, you send it off.
And I've been at a birth and they've had it done. So there he was, Matt, the husband, put it in some Tupperware.
Nice.
And then this woman came and collected it. This was a home birth.
So you just got
like a pizza delivery.
Yeah,
on a moped. Yeah.
Yeah, and she came and collected it. I didn't see the collection. And then they freeze dry it and then grind it into capsules. And then so 2 days later or a day later, she was presented with a nice big pot of just capsules. And it just looked like a herbal pill. And I smelt it and I looked at it and we opened one. I was really interested. She opted out of having the smoothie.
Did you eat one?
No.
Why not?
Well, I suppose it's not really my placenta.
Not your cup of tea.
There it is. It's not my placenta. But you know what? If someone offered to do it, if I ever had another baby, I'd do it.
Oh.
It's quite expensive, actually. So maybe if someone said, do you want to do it free for a trial? Maybe I'll do a blog post about it. If I have another baby, I can do it.
What you're asking for is sponsorship, Clemmy.
I don't get any sponsorship.
If anyone wanted to sponsor me to see how many Herter Frankfurters I could eat in an hour, by the way, I'm just saying.
I'd be up for Are those Herts with a Z?
The Herter ones, the Beechwood smoked.
Oh, they're very nice.
Have you ever had the ones that aren't like pork? Like the green artwork. So someone sent me, my good pal sent me this brilliant website that I just can't even explain to you, but you're going to have to look it up. So just Google like vulva jewellery or vagina, no joke, vagina.
Not at work.
Yeah,
I checked my husband's internet history. I think I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, it's about the 12th page down. It's not the first one. So
you can get
these beautiful earrings, which are like, guys, seriously, they're like silver and they're like drop earrings, which who wears those anywhere, right? And they are labias and they're called crowning earrings. And then so it's labia with a little head.
No!
Oh, wow!
And
like
you can
get a
human
head?
You can, like a little ramble.
And
you can get necklaces. And this website called... I think it's Lover vulva or something like that.
What
you can buy?
This is the best. How drunk are you?
This is the best thing. You can get an iPhone cover with a little labia and a crowning head in the corner of your iPhone.
Honestly.
Oh, I'm still on the earrings. Like, you don't see those in Elizabeth Duke, do you?
No, you don't see those
down your Argos.
No.
Now, Clemmy, we're very grateful for you to coming on. So we have, Helen has invented an especially stupid game for you to adjudicate today.
Yes. Thank you, Willie. One of your skills as a midwife is to stitch the fanoir area. I've created a game called... A Stitch in Time.
Oh, I love it. Is there a theme tune, Helen, or is that...
A stitch in time. And I bought some pink felt and some black thread. And Clemmy has fashioned some vulvic looking... That's a scissors.
So you guys, okay, are going to have to sew this little, let's call it a little second degree tear. So you're going to sew it up.
So we've got a 30 second countdown. We should put our countdown music on. Ready, set, go.
Don't do it too tight, Ellie.
All right, okay. Why? When you're stitching, what do you think about?
I met a husband, he's very demanding.
You know,
Have we got to do the whole thing?
What do you reckon? I think I've
got
to give it
I would say that she might have a little extra bit. So what we would do, and that's
just snip it off.
Just snip it off. I recently saw an interview with Robbie Williams, and he described watching the birth of his daughter as watching his favourite pub burn down.
Do you know what? I've heard that so many times, and I just think it's absolutely vile.
Yeah, so take that, Robbie Williams.
Yeah, take that, Robbie Williams.
For me, I was more like, you know, it's more like if I was a landlady, burn the pub down. Just burn the pub down. I no longer wish to own a pub.
What would they say in EastEnders?
I'm not going to let anyone in my pub again. Anyway, burn it down.
Yeah, that's it.
Doors shut, boards up.
Closed.
Now, Clemmie, can I have your expert opinion on my stitching? Because I think I've done quite... I haven't
You've
done as much as
neat.
Helen. Helen's done the whole thing.
I've gone quantity over quality.
I've done less than Helen.
Oh, thank you.
I can see you as a midwife.
You're right. See, Helen, you've got the job done. I've been fanning about, pardon the expression, trying to make it nice and neat and tidy, and actually I've only got halfway through. Yeah, I was going to do sort of one of my initials here and then a little...
a bit of a lazy daisy.
So who do I think is the winner? I think it's too hard because you're fast, quick, get the job done.
That's the essence of our relationship, really. I'm quite big, messy, and get it over and done with. Ellie's much more in precision. So
but
I
achieves
think,
less.
I'm willing to concede defeat. That's what
okay.
I'm saying.
No, I don't think so.
Also,
I think
you've got a longer labia than Helen's was, to be fair.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
So there we are.
I can't feel I can give a winner. I think, you know...
Everyone knows.
Is it true that you practice on chicken breasts?
Yeah, we do.
Right?
Yeah.
So you is a chicken breast the closest thing to a fanny?
Apparently an ox's tongue.
Oh.
I've done that as well.
Oh.
You should come to our suturing workshops.
I would, but I don't want to. So when the doctor did mine, I did actually ask to have an extra pocket put in just to hold my lighter, pound for the trolley, that sort of thing.
Lillette.
Locker key.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's nice.
So we've come to that section that you all love and that you've all been waiting for, Scummy Mummy Confessions. Ellie, have you got one tonight?
But I have got a story... that I wanted to share with Clemmie specifically because
you've been doing some research, have you?
Well, I met a friend today for a drink, and he's got a 2-month-old baby. So my friend's wife had a baby, and you know, she was fine, the baby was fine, but they put her on like the main ward so that everyone could keep an eye on her and stuff. And then the day after the baby's born, at 4 a.m, she's sort of, you know, just lying there, and she hears a couple coming into the bed next to her, you know. And then the woman is very heavily pregnant and stuff, and she gets comfortable on the bed, and then after a few minutes she hears them going at it.
No, seriously.
I've heard of this happening.
Far out.
And the woman's like going, oh Chris, that's amazing. And she's like American, I don't know if she's like, oh Chris, oh yeah, oh that's amazing, oh yeah. And my friend's wife is like, oh, this is just weird. She's going to be weird.
Yuck.
So she gets up and like she sort of wanders out. And the nurse is like, what are you doing out of bed? You should be in bed. She's like, yeah, that's these people are.
Oh,
so
my God.
This big Glaswegian midwife is like, right. And off she goes and she like flings back the curtain. She's like, what do you think you're doing? And she kicks the bloke out. And it's all like, it's all sort of fine. And my friend's wife goes back to bed and it's all quiet on the ward.
Oh my God.
So that's not the end of the story. So then a few days later, you know, they're out of hospital. Everyone's home. Everyone's fine. My friends start getting, you know, they have the NCT emails where everyone's like, oh, so-and-so was born in hospital at this time and so-and-so was born. And they get this email from their friends. The husband of the couple is called Chris and the wife is American. And they talk about how they had their baby in that hospital on that night.
Oh, my God.
And they go,
oh my God.
And it was wonderful because he was a little overdue, but he was brought on by some sensual massage.
That's amazing.
Yick. So, and I was like, is that true? Seriously, seriously.
He
was
it
like,
happens.
I swear to God. Does it happen?
Yeah, I've heard of it happening.
Oh. So what, people do it in the hospital?
Apparently, my colleague once said that she, like, caught two people getting... And they were just like, we just thought we could help the baby come out.
Oh, my God.
There were about, like, 15, you know.
So, yeah, that's my
that's,
sort
that's
of...
That's a very that's public, a sensual moment.
Oh. Yeah. Well, this week, my 3-year-old has decided to start... you know how you swear around your kids when they're babies and then you're like, I've got to stop doing that. And then and then you make a real conscious effort of not swearing, apart from when you're driving. I swear really badly when I'm driving. So we went to Soft Play. I've discovered, like, a posh Soft Play really near to here. And my 3-year-old comes up to me and I'm with another mum. Thank the Lord that she is also a like-minded scummy mum. My 3-year-old comes up to me and goes, "F it," and very clearly, and I was like, "Oh my God!" And I had to put, like, my head and a coat over my head because of the tears of laughter. And I kind of tried to pretend with other mothers sort of sitting at tables near me, like, where have you heard that? Thinking, please don't say from you, mummy. Please don't say from you,
say
mummy.
Say nursery.
Yeah, say, just say from that, like, little kid in the ball pit. And she just went, f*** it. And I just sort of went, no, Marnie, we don't say that word, do we? And she was like, no. Fine, brilliant. A week later, my mum looks after her every Thursday. They were in the car and Marnie says to my mum, like, what are we doing? And she was going, oh, we're going to Soft Play. And she was like, I went there with mummy. Now, Gaga, which is what she calls my mum, we don't say f*** it, do we, Gaga? And my mum, who is amazing, went, no, Marnie, we don't say f*** it. And she was just clearly...
Is your mum actually Lady Gaga?
Yeah,
it's really been the icing on the cake,
know,
this story
it's
for me.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
So she obviously just had to, like, you know, say it to Gaga, like, we don't say f*** it. Mum's like, no, we don't. And my mum said the whole time they were at this Soft Play, she was just praying that she didn't say it, and she didn't. She didn't. But yeah, she has got that from me. Yeah, I need to stop doing that.
We salute you.
I think it's a great, great little saying, eh?
It is.
Oh,
it gets you through the day. Absolutely.
It could have been worse.
I can see a whole CBB show. F*** it. Mr. Tumble. Come on, kids. And then like... And it's just all
amazing,
very
brilliant. Mr. Bloom can't like quite get his marrows to work.
Oh,
it.
What's going on in the compostorium? F*** it.
Yeah,
just like that.
The
you
new numtums variety. One, two, three, four. Ah, oh, f*** it.
Like, let's go. Let it be me. Let it be me. It's not me. F*** it. Just endless.
It's a catchphrase, really.
So Helen.
So it's almost like a joint Scummy Mummies, because Ellie and I went to the pub today, of course, for lunch after swimming lessons, because that's the tradition.
That's a treat.
That's a treat.
Did
you go
swimming?
Ellie and I do swimming lessons together with the boys. And then we went to the pub afterwards, which happens to be the pub we're doing our live show at.
Wait.
Hey. And anyway, so Ellie and I are talking to the people who are running our live show, and the boys decide to have a pub brawl. And Charlie, Ellie's son, slashed Hugo in the face with his fingernail, so he bled in the bled in
Woo!
The cheek. And then
it was like Wolverine. It was horrendous. He actually drew blood.
There was quite a lot of blood. And then God. Hugo, in retaliation, got a plastic spanner and poked Charlie in the eye.
It's like in prison. Have you ever watched those, like, Louis Theroux, like, undercover prisons? You know, in prisons when they make, I don't know what the nickname, like, they have a slang name for it, but they make weapons out of, like, really strange things.
Yeah,
like
ships.
Like plastic, like spoons or like toothbrushes, they sharpen.
It was like that. It was like an episode of Oz. It was just awful.
So Hugo was bleeding down a cheek, and then Charlie had a significant bump in his eye from Hugo's
but
plastic
who won?
Spanner. No one. We're all very
Next
embarrassed.
Week. Next
Everybody
week.
Lost. So there Ellie and I were explaining to the organisers of this venue about how we were putting on a show about Scummy Mummies while our sons were killing each other.
Battering each other to death. It was like robot wars, basically.
It was.
Whoever wins, that's the one who gets to go
home.
We
were just drinking glasses of Coke. So, it was toddler pub brawl.
I feel like we've reached the end. I think we've reached a natural climax.
We've gone into stage 3 of labour and completed.
Placenta is out.
That's right.
And baby is well.
Yes, yeah. Good.
And I'm full of drugs. So
excellent.
That's on brilliant.
What's the scale that you do after the baby's born?
The Apgar score.
The Apgar score. How do we score?
Yeah, I'm going to go for 9 at 1 minute and 10 at 5.
Oh, very nice.
I'll take that. I don't know what that is.
It's that like means we've gone from purple to pink, I think.
Yeah, yeah, you're looking good.
Could be the shipping forecast as far as I'm concerned.
Excellent. We've scored well on the Apgar.
And your perineum looks great.
Oh, well, always. I'm glad I brought those mirrors along.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, everyone, for... Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And, of course, we do have a stage show coming up, do we not?
We do, in London. We're going to be in the glamorous Nunhead on the 27th of March and 2nd of April. Tickets available on wegottickets.com/cummies.
Yeah. Not
get that right.
Get that right.
No, that's a different show. Much more expensive, actually, than ours. Ours is a fiver. And do get in contact with us. We're at Scummy Mummies on Twitter and Facebook/Scummy Mummies Podcast. We'd love to hear from you. Like us, tweet us, all that stuff.
Clemmy, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, Phil, it's been an honour. Thank you for having
me. I know you're not officially on duty, but I'm getting a bit of a twinge. I feel like...
Are you doing Braxton Hicks?
I got just all those mini baby bells I've eaten.
She'll give you a nice massage.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. And this has been hilarious.
Now, people should read your blog. What's your blog again?
Well, if you want to read it, obviously I'm not putting any pressure, but it's gasandairblog.com. Follow me on Twitter, @midwifeyhooper. Also on Instagram, @midwifeyhooper. On the blog, there is a whole section of called Ask the Midwife, when you can email me direct questions, which are like, you know, private questions. And I will get back to you, I promise. Any question you've got, anything at all, even if your baby was born 5 years ago. And
is my husband having an affair?
Yeah, I'll answer that for you. There may be a Gas and Air blog book coming out, just saying.
Ooh. Rumours.
Heard it here first. Ooh. Need to get my and go and actually sort this out. But I need more birth stories. So email me your birth story. There's a link on my website on the blog where you can click and send me your birth story.
So thank you very much for coming, Clemmy. And thank you, listeners, wherever you are in the world. Tweet us and email us. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Told you, have you ever sewn one up or looked at one that's been sewn up and gone, oh, it's f***ed?
Do you know what? I'm not actually a midwife. That is the truth.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.